Decide how you want to sit. Maybe on a chair. Maybe on the floor. Maybe up against the wall with straight legs. Take your time, and when you have found your place on a chair or against the wall or on the floor, then spend some time experiencing this situation. All of us. Take your time to experience that you're sitting here. We have not started yet. We are just sitting quietly. That's all. And make sure you're sitting in a pose where you're comfortable and also where you can sit still. That stillness, that feeling of being still. You're welcome to close the eyes. And at last time, check that you are comfortable, that you don't need to adjust the body anymore. Then, no more physical movements. Then experience that you're sitting here. You have closed the eyes, you're not looking around. But through the ears, you are aware of where you are. There's my voice in the room. There might be other sounds in the room or in the house. And from the windows, the sounds of the city. The sounds out there and in here, that's not just a gray sound. There are many different sounds. And you hear them as a whole, like the background sound of this place. How this part of town sounds this evening. All the sounds all together. This is what you focus on. And this is not really requiring much effort because you settle for what you can hear. You don't try to hear anything that you think is there but you can't hear. No, only what comes by itself. If you can't hear anything, then include more physical experiences like the feeling of the air, the position of the body, and so on. And if you live in a quiet place, then you can include the position of your body also, the form of your body, the feeling of your body, the temperature, the air, and so on. But not in a way where you strain, where you try to experience something that doesn't come naturally. You settle for what you experience just like that. Sitting here, all the sounds. And what happens? Your mind is there also. You attempt to stay with the sound. You attempt to experience the surroundings with closed eyes, sitting still. But you don't want to fight your mind. The mind has this nature that it wants to be active. So when it happens, you let it. But when you discover you are not listening to the sounds, then of course you know that the mind has taken you somewhere else. Then you take a brief look at where the mind is, what it is dealing with, and then you return to the sounds. And again, you're sitting here in this hall, in this part of Stockholm, through the sounds, you experience this. And my voice is a sound. Just take it for that. Any sound together with any other sound. If you find that you are getting fascinated by some sound you can hear and you forget the other sounds, then consciously include the other sounds. So again, you hear them all, the background. And when you discover that you forgot, accept it. There is no need to complain about your mind. Accept it fully, unconditionally. So, the sounds are there, you're listening, and that's all you really do. But in case your mind takes you somewhere else, you discover it, and then you return to the sounds. This is the beginning. And you're welcome to test it even in a park where you have the city all around, at home, of course, at a workplace, if you can find a time to close the eyes, in a bus even. Make experiments, but of course the best time is when you sit in a place where you can sit quietly like we've done here. But you're welcome to experiment with it. Also in other places. I know people who meditate going home on a bus or a train, and that's possible. You find out if it suits you. Now we go to the second part where we look at the breath. We don't move, we don't do anything abruptly, no, but we turn the attention from the sounds to the breath. If something happens where more sounds are coming, then of course you include it again. But otherwise, the practice or the attention now is on breath awareness. Breath awareness is not a breathing exercise. It is the way the body is breathing right now. It doesn't have to be in any special way. It's the way it's breathing, that's all. You have been breathing ever since you were born, not influencing the breath. You breathe when you sleep, you breathe when you do other things and not think about the breath. Rarely do you think about the breath. Now, I don't know if you think about it, but you experience it. You follow the breathing process. How the body is breathing, and I specifically say how the body is breathing. You don't have to breathe. Of course, when you first practice this, you cannot help maybe influence the breath a little bit, and that's okay, it works anyway. But the aim is to leave the breath alone and experience it all the same. Breath awareness, one of the oldest meditation techniques in the world. We find it all over the place, from Japan all the way to Europe. Russia, I found it also old times. And of course, to modern time. Just watching the breath. That's what we attempt to do, but also hear the mind maybe interferes. You don't sit and wait for that. That's very important. You don't wait for the mind to interfere. But if you discover that you're not watching the breath for a moment, then what is going on? Don't return right away, but give your mind a chance to do what it is it wants to do. Give the mind a little time to express itself, whatever it is. A dream, a plan, a worry, doesn't matter. A reaction, maybe some emotions involved. Okay, watch it, allow it. And make sure you are not so much in a hurry that you suppress anything. But that's all. You don't have to cling to it. You don't have to get involved in it intentionally. So after a while, when you sort of know, I say know, but I don't mean analyze or understand or remember, but when you have let your mind express itself so you know it, then you return. You let go in that way and return to the breath. How the body is breathing. The inhalation, the exhalation. Leave it to the body. It knows. It does it when you sleep. It does it when you think of other things. But now you're aware of it. At the same time, you leave it to the body. The breathing process. The inhalation and the exhalation. And as I said, you are not expecting to forget the breath. You're not expecting it at all. For all you know, you'll stay with the breath. But then you discover that the mind has gone somewhere else. So you accept that fully. And you allow it to happen. It's part of the meditation to allow that, even though you are not expecting it to happen. The body breathing. The mind taking your way. Letting the mind express itself a little, not too long, but long enough, and then return to the breathing process. When we have been sitting like this for some time, allowing the mind, accepting the mind and returning, after a while, but it should not be too early, but after a while, then you can return a little earlier. Then you have discovered that you can allow the mind and you can allow yourself to experience what the mind does and then return. There might be days when you are in such a mood that the mind hardly goes anywhere. That's fine. Then you're just watching the breath all the time. But you are not attempting to control the mind. This is very important. It's beneficial to see what the mind is doing, just to watch it, witnessing the mind for a little while and then returning to the breath. So after a while, and this is about now, then we return a little earlier to the breath. Breath awareness, not breath control. F- feeling one with the breathing process. The mind is there. Some other experiences, it doesn't matter what it is, it's the mind. Whether it's something you see, something you hear, something you talk with the mind, whatever is there, allow it and then return. Don't suppress anything, but just return to the breathing with all your interest. Every time you return to the breath, it's with full interest. You really want to feel one with the breathing process. And now we are coming towards the end of the meditation. Today, I just want you to feel present. Realize that you are present, that you are here. You are here, you exist here and now. That's all. Your own presence. This feeling of being present is what you focus on. Here also, of course, the mind can be active. It can, for instance, start explaining to you what it is you're doing. Then you return to doing it when you discover that the mind starts philosophizing or explaining or understanding. It's not necessary. So you return to just being here. That you are present. Your own presence. Not thinking about it, but feeling it, being here. This is not some kind of idealism or philosophy. No, it's something you experience anyway. You are here, so that's all. It's a kind of realization. You're sitting here. You're present here. Return from philosophizing, return from explaining to doing it. It's a kind of rest. In that way, kind of acceptance that you are here and that's all. You don't have to do anything else but be here. By experience, not by some kind of ideal. You're here, your presence. Om Tat Sat. When you feel ready, and you are not in a hurry, but when you feel ready, slowly come out of the meditation. First, just by opening the eyes, still remaining still with the body. When you open the eyes, sit a little and experience this situation as a whole. Everything here. Return to this place. This evening. Om Tat Sat.